MoveCast.
Hi, welcome to one more episode of the WoofCast, the 10th episode. Slowly we are piling up quite a lot of interviews. This time I'm going to interview Bruno. Bruno is a woof host in Portugal that have a funny way into woof. Hi Bruno, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm okay, and you?
Good, everything good. Nice and warm, expecting some rain. Bruno, tell me a little bit about you. Who is Bruno?
So I'm Bruno, I'm 45 years. I study engineering of environment, but some years ago I met this area where I live now, and I'm agriculture passion, and so I decided to make a farm in the place where I live. And is that a passion person for agriculture and environment.
Okay, and you make it professionally your farm, or is it just for fun and to share food with neighborhoods, or is it really a commercial farm?
So it's not 100% commercial farm. We sold the products, but in small scale. We have certificate organic products, but we are producing for supermarkets, but in a small quantity. It is not industrial farm.
Mm-hmm. A small commercial farm, let's say.
Yes, for small shoppings, city markets, but we are not producing big quantities for sales.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember how it began your involvement with woof?
Yeah, so the first time I listened to speak about woofer was in 2013. And in that time, I was working as an engineer in another farm. And there they received woofers. So my first contact and the first time I listened to speak about was in 2013 in that farm. It was a big farm. So they received normal 6-7 woofers. Each time.
Wow.
So it was a big experience, a big diversity of people was working with me in woofer system in that farm.
You were working mostly with the farm itself, or mostly helping with the woofers?
I was the technical responsible of the farm. I made in that time all management of the farm, the production. They had tourism too, so I need to was necessary to work in the two areas, so agriculture and tourism. And in that time, I make the management of the woofers too. So I give the tasks each day, and I make the coordination of the work of them.
And were you selecting the woofers too and talking with them before they come? Or this was someone else?
No, it was me and the owner of the farm. They make as the request, and we read and we see the profile, and we decide to host or not to host. In that time, the website of woofer was different, so we can apply for woofers too. So sometimes we want specific tasks, and we apply for them. But normally we accept all woofers if they apply for that.
I have some good news for you, that we are working on this feature, to put this feature back on the website.
Ah, good. It's very important to have that.
It's still a long process. It was a lot of discussion inside the federation, because WOOF is not about working and not about the job, and the farms should make their own life without counting on the volunteer work of the woofers. So what's kind of a philosophical discussion if the farm should recruit woofers or not? But then we decided with some moderation and with some good sense, it's a feature that we want to implement it back.
Yeah, I think it's that task is very important because, for example, in my experience, during the winter, I have a lot of good woofers. All woofers are good in different ways, of course, but they came for learn and for work in the farm. When we arrived to summer, they came for holidays and they are younger. So it's good to have that tool again, because in that way we can say what we need to, and not only accept the offer.
Yeah, it can be more selective. Cool, nice. I think that most of the hosts will appreciate to have this feature back. And so Bruno, so when you finish your work on this other farm, then you directly open your farm?
Yes, so I was there from 2013 to 2015. And 2015 until summer, I think. And after, in 2016, I opened my farm and I begin to host woofers. So it's a long way from that year until now. I had some good woofers, good memories of the woofers who came here. And was many people, different cultures who came.
Let's say between the first farm and your farm, mm-hmm. roughly how many woofers did you contact, do you think?
Oy. So I think if I account from the two farms, from the mine and the other, more 100 woofers.
Wow.
Yeah. The first farm, we had a lot of woofers in the same time. So it was a lot of woofers during 3 years.
And you still have contact with some of them, I guess, huh?
Yes, so I have contact with the first woofer I had in the other farm. They was from Australia, and we had contact. They have a farm there now. So sometimes we change opinions and experience in the farms. It's very funny. And I keep contact with many woofers. I don't have the number, of course, but I can say to you maybe I'm in contact with 50% of the woofers who was in my farm and the other.
Well, it's a lot. And it's super interesting because they come to visit you and to help you. And sooner or later, you are going wherever, to Australia or to France or to Canada or wherever. And you remember about these woofers and you finish to visit them at their own place. It's I love this kind of two ways interchange somehow.
I had I experienced similar what you are saying. In 2019, I think, I had a woofer from Hamburg. He was here 2 months, or around 2 months. And after I was in Hamburg visiting him, and 2 years ago, he returned to my place. He was doctor in this time. He is doctor in this time. And he was helping the old people in this town.
Wow.
So he came for a week. And they was making voluntary work, but in healthcare for the old people in this town. It's not a town, it's a place. We are only 7 persons, and the other place have 5 and 3. So in the total, we are less 20 persons. But he came here for a couple of days and they was taking care about the people. It was very nice. And
beautiful.
The old people are in love for the boy because he came for help.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. He'll be always welcome now. He found a second home for sure.
Of course.
And Bruno, you're telling about good experiences. Do you have any bad experience with woofers?
Unfortunately, yes. So the woofer or the woofer system is not only good experience. We like but is not. We work with very different people. We don't know the people before they came, so the bad experience can happen, and they happen. The last bad experience I had was last year in Christmas. So I received a woofer, and he was crazy. So it's not a crazy because I think he's crazy. He was not good health mentality. So the experience was very bad and we need to be prepared for that. And in contact with the woofer, the Portuguese system, And so when he went, I contacted the woofer system and I report that. Fortunately, the other farm where he was host after the mine, he complained too, so we take out the boy from the system. But it's not a good experience. My family didn't like too. He was not so sympathetic, but can happen. So we need to be prepared because all people are different. So sometimes this can happen. Was not the only bad experience. I had a couple of Italians. They came in summer with a dog, and I have dogs too. So the dog was not okay with the mines. And one day they decided to go out, and they didn't say nothing. So when I leave home, and no woofers in home, only a ticket in the door to say we go out because we don't like your dogs.
Wow! Yeah.
But that can happen. I think the good experience are much bigger to the bad experience.
Yeah, this is the thing. I think if you a hoster receive 5, 6, 10 volunteers, you would have 10 amazing experience. But if your host receives 100 volunteers, it's impossible to have 100 perfect experiences. Huh? And I think that the nice message to pass is like, problems do happen, they are exceptional, they don't happen often. And it's important to have this clear. We have received somebody that we don't know at your place, and how to react to this, how to manage this, sometimes it's not easy. But it's very important to protect your family and your place. And if things are not going okay, just say sorry. You must leave. I think it's like this, Bruno. It's not easy because we are humans. You want to help the other ones.
It's not easy.
Yeah, our family must be a priority. Huh? And this happens in both directions. Huh? The sometimes the woofers can arrive to a farm and. Or because if the farm is really bad, the woofers will report it to the woof organizations, and the farm will be sooner or later out of the system. So let's say, I think on the woofer side, they're a bit more protected. On the host side, we have lots of woofers subscribing, so it's a bit more difficult to select them all. But as soon as a serious situation happens, the woofer organization will take an action and protect the host from this to happening.
I think this is what's happened. I need to say, after to report to the organization, all people in the organization had a lot of attention with the situation. So we solved the situation and the other farm too. And we did what was possible. The organization put it out of the system and was that. We didn't know, they don't know too, so it's was the first time of this boy to make woofer too. So maybe it was not what he think was. We need to be prepared for that and to understand sometimes these things can happen.
Yeah, one of the biggest advantages on my point of view is that when something happened, you have somebody in Portugal speaking Portuguese that know the Portuguese law, that know the Portuguese culture, and can give you have behind her, on this case, a non-profit association officially registered in Portugal. Mm-hmm. So you really have a full setup to protect the hosts and woofers through the woofer organization, because the most national woofer organizations that and everything is 100% legal and cool. But what about a good experience? Something you want to share with us?
So I had a lot of good experience. So to select one or two for say now, I need to think what was the best one. I can speak about the one of the last ones was an Italian boy. He came to Portugal to my farm 1 month, and after he was in other farm, and after he was making the Santiago Road for finish the holidays. And he was young, was 23, some I think, but he wanted to learn, he wanted to learn not only about farming, but how to live in the rural area. And what tools you need to have for live in the mountains. If you are unable to be sustainable, if you need to work and to have the farm. He was very interested in this topic. So he was here working. We don't have a timetable. So we plan each day what we go to do. It was almost family, I need to say. All people here in my place, they love the boy. So he don't speak Portuguese, but he was Italian, so they can understand a small what he speak. They invite him for parties, for dinners in home. It was a very nice experience.
Nice. Interesting. Yeah, that he really wants the full package, the full learning of living in the countryside. Beautiful. Was he happy with what he learned?
Yes, I think so. We are in contact yet, so I think yes.
Nice. Okay, Bruno. You know, well, with all experience with selecting hundreds of woofers, do you have any recommendation you would give to the hosts on how to select the woofers?
So it's not easy to select the woofers. As you know, this time our website don't give many information about them. So when they make the request for came our farms, we don't have so much information. Only what they write in the profile or in the email they send us. So what I say, it's after the first contact, it's good we make a lot of questions for the people. So we need to know what they like, what they expect when they came to make woofer, what they think they came to do, because we need these informations for understand if they will be okay in our farm or not. The most usual situation in my case, so we are a traditional farm, we are certificate, we are organic farm in the mountains, but we are a traditional farm. We are not a holistic farm. So this is a very important question because many woofers came for have a meeting with itself. So they came to learn, but essential to make a stop in the life and think about. Mm-hmm. And for example, in my farm, they can do that, of course. They can go in the morning to make meditation in the terrace or something like that. But we don't have this, how I can say, we are not a typical holistic farm. We are a traditional farm. So all work and the way to work and to live are very different. I don't know if you can understand me what I'm trying to explain.
Yes, totally. It's not like a biodynamic or anthroposophical or
no.
Farm. It's a Portuguese farm that do organic, use organic methods.
Yeah, is that. So we are a small place in the mountains. We have a community life. We are all family. I'm not family because I'm not from here, but we live as a family. So it's a different way to live and to respect the people. So they need to respect the culture. It's one of the main points who came to my place. It's they need to understand the culture of the people in this area. Because sometimes I had that experience with American woofers. They don't have this respect for the people who are living here, for example. Of course, each case it's a case, but the experience I have, and the people begin to don't like this type of people. Of course, when you live in a place with seven persons, the woofer begin to be how I can say. A moment in the month when came the new woofer, all people want to know who is the woofer and where they came, where they like, if they can speak Portuguese and speak with them. It's the same when you receive a friend in the home with your family.
Yeah, but on the end, really, I totally understand this. I have a very example that's with the t-shirt. Like, for example, if you are if you're wolfing in Brazil, in a small village on the near the coast, you will work without t-shirts, and then when you go to the village, you go without t-shirts.
Yeah.
But like, for example, in the countryside of Portugal, you won't go to the village without t-shirts.
No.
It's like offensive for the local people. So I think this kind of little things that you should, as a visitor, as a woofer, you should look around and see how people are behaving and try to copy that, especially because you'll be there for just for a few weeks or a few months. I think this is one of the questions. Huh? And on the other side, Bruno, what about the woofers looking for a host? Do you have any suggestions for them?
So I think want to make woofer, first they need to have sure what they want to do and what is the experience they want to have. And when they make the first contacts, don't be afraid to ask what they want to know about the farms. Sometimes the woofers send very sympathetic emails, but they don't ask the things they need to know. So it's better, don't stay with the questions for you, make the questions directly to the hosts. And when you are accepted in the farm, and you have other farms accepting you, don't forget to say, we don't go because I was accepted in another place, and cancel in the website the request. That is a big problem of our system. It's, of course, I understand the woofers, they are trying to come and they need to make different requests for different place. But after they don't cancel the request in the web system, and we never know if they came or not, we need to send a new email to us, so you came or you don't came. And I think they need to have this attention. After think it's to select the farms in the best way for them. So if they look like meditation, yoga, maybe they need to see this type of farms. If they want to learn about agriculture, organic agriculture, they need to see the other type of farms. Not only about localization of the farms. Mm-hmm. I feel one of the problems, it's they see in the map the farms, and after they make the requests. And only in the end, they think about what type of farm it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you agree with me, but there's no good and bad hosts or good and bad woofers. It is
no.
Bad decisions, huh?
Yes, and different people.
Mm-hmm.
For one person, my farm can be terrible, and for the other, can be very good.
Yeah. So a good tip for the woofers is take your time, read it, select, and because you'll be a long time with the person you choose.
Yeah, of course, and they can send emails. They can ask. It's the other thing I saw, for example, from the people who make a request, they send the first email, and after they stay 1 month without any question to speak about nothing. If I go to make a woofer and I will be host in the farm, I want to know who go to receive me, what I go to do. And maybe I'll stay speaking with the host during the time between my first email to be accepted and to go. So I think that is very important.
Some hosts even do a video call with the woofers. I think it's very, very interesting too.
So my last ones I did too, but some woofers don't want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's the same. I have a questionnaire for they do. And normal I ask the ID number for put in the data of my farm, because insurance. And many of them, they don't want to give the number of identification. So
yeah, this is not your farm is not a good farm for them.
Yeah.
Okay, Bruno, thank you so much for being available and for being a host for so long time.
Welcome.
And see you around.
Yeah, you are invited for came here one of these days.
Okay. For sure. If I go north, if I go to this region.
So came here a couple of days and enjoy the place.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruno.
Welcome. Thanks.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Movecast.